Tuong Majuk, the acting governor for Jonglei State, says state authorities documented a rise in criminal activities during the Christmas festival by unidentified gunmen.
For the last 9 days, preparation for Christmas, as from 17 to 12, 2021, the criminal has intensified their criminal activities over the population of Jonglei State, whereby the state has recorded the following incidences. On the 23rd, 12, 2021, the same criminal attacked a small herd of 23 head of cattle and killed one person and another person wounded in Dukpadiet Payam. Therefore, exactly on 24th, 12, 2021, the criminal ambush one of the youths of Pariak Kulnyang Payam and kill him on his spot. On the 25th, Murli criminal kill one person, also wound one another in Dukpadiet, Duk County. On the same day, 25th, 12, 2021, a cattle came between Boer Town and Baidit Payam. One person were wounded and the criminal went away with cattle and recovered.
Majuk says he has ordered the security forces to be more vigilant and intensify security in town and neighboring villages.
Government outlined an intensified security patrolling to observe peace and order in all the counties and inside here Boer Town. There is a preparation for security forces to prevent any other criminalities inside town. And we ordered this security patrolling to reach up to the new year. This is what the government have prepared for people to have their peaceful celebration for the Xmas and the new year.
Major General Joseph Mayana Kon, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, confirms the incidents and says police have not yet arrested any suspects. Akon says the police and other security forces are doing more to protect people as they prepare for the New Year celebrations.
I urge our people to protect themselves, especially when they are working at the outside areas of Boer Town, especially around the areas, around the areas of Baidit, and so Kulnyang. So our people used to go outside to patrol those areas. Recently, forces went outside patrolling. They would still go out during the 31st of December. They will go out for protection of the 1st January.
Religious leaders in Boer had raised concerns of security fears during this year's Christmas celebrations, saying normal activities in villages such as marching and large gatherings in churches would be affected because of fears of attacks. They urge state government to put security forces on maximum alert to protect the people during the festival. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Boer.